Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. Hello and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. It is United Way Day, but not in the studio. United Way Day actually at United Way.
Yes.
So I love when we come here and do the show because I get to be in the middle of all things United Way, Northern Shenandoah Valley.
In the middle of the organized chaos and the crazy, evolving, ever-changing, moving target that is United Way.
But I love it because it really does give you a bird's eye view into all of the good work that you guys are doing all over the place.
Right. I mean, we are all up and down the valley from Page County up through Winchester and Clark County. We really do cover quite some territory with a lot of stuff going on all the time.
And this is an even busier time for you because not just because it's the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. but you guys have your own season of things that happen and you're in the middle of that.
Absolutely.
Season.
So the cool thing with United Way is we raise over $1 million every year and then we turn around and give it all right back out again. So right now we're getting ready to do just that, which is why it's my favorite time of year. I love giving away money. It feels really great. At United Way, we give away our money to agencies and nonprofits who are serving a particular need in our community that has been identified through our community needs assessment. We help through funding very specific programs, these nonprofits in our community, doing anything from combating mental health illnesses to drug issues to violence to you name it. We are there to fight these problems in our community with some really great programming.
The one thing that I have learned since becoming a board member mm-hmm. of United Way is that it's not even just a matter that these member agencies come and say, we have this program we need funding for, will you help? You actually train them in how to fill out the application so that you can give them money.
Right. I mean, we want to do everything we can possibly do to make sure that the money is going to the people who are making the biggest difference in our valley. Last year alone, we had 42 different nonprofits that received funding, doing everything from education-related grants to financial stability to things in the healthcare field. I mean, it really does take a full village of nonprofits to help people.
And I know that you guys have your big campaign that you do every year. And I think one of the misconceptions that people have is that if you don't give to United Way during that campaign, you can't give again until the campaign rolls back around. And that is so not true.
So not true. We take money left, right, and center all the time because it does things. There's need year round. And it is just so important to give when you can give and how you can give because there is constantly need in our community. And that's how we raise over $1 million every year. And, you know, it's just a little bit there and a little bit here from your neighbor, yourself, and it all does add up at the end of the day.
And you can do that on the website. You can have it taken out of your paycheck. I mean, there are tons of options that you give to people as well.
Oh, for sure. I know I choose to make my gift through payroll deduction because I can give more that way in the long term. I'm able to give the gift that's in my heart that's not necessarily in my wallet. But we do encourage people, if you can, to stroke that nice check with all the zeros on it because our community definitely needs it. But for those of you who would prefer to give the best possible gift, I definitely advocate for payroll deduction or incremental giving on our website or, you know, cash at special events. It all does come together and goes into the same big pool.
And that's the key thing, too, because you have so many options that people can give in a way that not only fits their wallet or their budget, but it also sometimes gives them something back. I know Richard Kennedy is here, and we're going to talk a little bit about Blue Ridge Hospice and the thrift
stores, but you kind of are able to tailor how I give so that maybe I get something out of it or I just get the warm fuzzy.
Right. I mean, well, when people make a gift, we always let them, we totally honor the designations and the will of every donor. And we actually do let people make gifts right back to the impact fund that we use our, with our grant program. Or we can let people make designations and they can decide exactly which nonprofit they want their undesignated money to go to. And we get more designations to Blue Ridge Hospice than just about any other nonprofit here in our community.
And I think that's amazing. And Richard, that's got to make you feel good because that means you guys have done a really good job, not just for providing the services that hospice provides to the community, but letting people know that those services are there and available.
Well, that's true. We have a lot of people that work for us that actually are the voice and the presence of Blue Ridge Hospice in the community. Well, our mission is to serve the patients and their families in the best and highest quality way that we can. So we're very proud of the fact that, that we've been in here for nearly 40 years now. In fact, next year we'll be celebrating our 40th anniversary.
Wow.
And we do get donations and so forth that cover a lot of the expenses. However, we do have thrift stores, and we have 8 thrift stores right now. We'll open up another one probably in a few months here in Percival. And it is that money that is used from the purchases made at the thrift stores that help provide the funding for our patients that cannot afford hospice. And in fact, we even have taken in sometimes homeless people because it's the right thing to do. And that helps then, that funding that we get from the thrift stores then will help cover the costs incurred by the people that cannot afford it.
And you guys have, I mean, you have a full slate of doctors. I mean, you really Yes. are kind of like a mini hospital of sorts that you're running there at hospice that run the gamut of medical care that you can give to people at their end of life stage.
We actually provide care of teams of people for our patients. We have actually 6 doctors on staff with us here, which is probably the most of any of the hospices around in our general area here. We also, at our headquarters, we have what we call the ICC for patients that maybe have 7 days or so left to be taken care of on an emergency basis. So we have that going. But we provide most of the care in our patients for in the senior living facilities and at their homes.
And that's kind of a big deal because that's, you know, makes it so much easier on the patient themselves.
Yes.
A lot of people just want to be at home with their own surroundings and their family around them.
Well, most people want to actually, unfortunately, die at their own home. And so we're trying to accommodate them. But we have a team of people that help out. We have chaplains. We have music therapists. We have pet therapists. We have teams of social workers. And like I said, we provide care on a team basis to the whole to our patients.
I know that from previous conversations with hospice over the last several years that I've been doing the show, the other thing that I think sets you guys apart that a lot of people may not realize is there are actually for-profit hospices out in the world, but you are not one of them. You are a not-for-profit hospice
organization. We are a not-for-profit. We are a 501c3, so any of the donations are tax-deductible on that basis. And we do get donations probably on the average of about $1 million a year in terms of donations that come into our facility to help cover our costs.
And you mentioned the thrift stores earlier. I love shopping at hospice thrift stores because they have really cool stuff and it's really nice stuff. And it's that way that I get to put something in a bag and bring it home with me and at the
Yes.
same time know that I am helping you and your organization and probably a family that I don't even know.
That's true. We have actually at our thrift stores more than a sufficient supply. In fact, we have to have a warehouse to store a lot of our stuff before we can bring it out to the thrift stores. And the nice thing about it is that it is a tax deductible item
mm-hmm.
because of the status that we are at. And we continually have, in fact, I want to mention one more thing. We also have an e-recycle program.
Yes.
We will take any electronics every day at our stores and put that back and get that back into the recycle business and be able to make a little bit of money off of that too.
I didn't realize you did that every day. I thought there were just certain days of the year, certain events, but I can bring you old laptops, old cell
Yes.
phones, I think flat screen TVs.
Flat screen
even.
TVs.
Not the great big console TVs.
not those. Some of those are really too old. We just can't take. And there's only very few things that we can take overall. But we generally will take everything. And in fact, we've just added some more drivers and delivery people to go out and pick up donations from your house. You don't have to bring it to us. We will go out and pick up donations from you.
That is fantastic. And I know you did that to a certain degree. I have a friend of mine who lost his mother not long ago, and they had an auction with all of her belongings and estate sale, so to speak.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, what didn't go, they called and asked hospice to come and pick up that went to your warehouse probably that I'm now going to see in a thrift store somewhere.
And here's the other thing too, is there are things that we cannot take or cannot put out in the stores. We will bundle it, and we have a buyer that will take that from us, too.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
See, I don't think anybody really realizes just the business of the thrift stores that is kind of the underlying financial foundation for the hospice organization as a whole.
Well, that's not our main source. Of course, Medicare with the billings and so forth is our main source of income. However, as I said, for us to be able to serve the whole community, we want to be able to have that funding available for anybody that needs our services.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Elise, you got more to talk about? I know you have more to talk about.
Oh, do I ever?
You always have. There's a Rubbermaid sale. There's just stuff. You've got stuff to talk
Definitely.
About. All right, we're going to do all of that when we come back. We are recording today's show from the conference room at the United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley's board room on the Our Health campus.
Yes.
I have to say on the Our Health campus because it sounds so schmancy.
Oh, we try.
I'm Janet Michael. This is The Valley Today, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is attorney Suzanne Herskowitz. We've all heard the phrase, where there's a will, there's a way. Take that phrase and apply it to yourself. When you make time to connect your will to your final wishes, you're making sure that what happens is what you want. The state has a will for you, even if you don't have one for yourself. Should you pass without a will or trust, your assets will be divided according to the state's guidelines, not based upon what you or your family wants or needs. When you hire attorney Suzanne Herskowitz, you get me. You'll never meet with an assistant because you and your family are worth my complete and undivided attention. I'm licensed in Virginia, West Virginia, and even Florida. I also focus on business law, real estate, and elder issues. To find me, just look in the Yellow Pages or search Suzanne Herskowitz online. I won't make you spell my last name, but my first name is spelled S-U-Z-A-N, just like it sounds, Suzanne. Let's make sure where there's a will, there's a way applies to you. Visit SuzanneHerskowitz.com and make an appointment.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are recording today's show for United Way Day in the conference room at United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley. We are on the Our Health campus. Elise is here from United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley. Richard Kennedy is here. He is the interim CEO at Blue Ridge Hospice. And Richard, we were talking when we went to break about all of the different ways that the community can give back and participate in supporting hospice. We were talking about the thrift stores, and you mentioned that there are 8 of them.
Yes.
Where are they all located?
Okay, well, we'll start with the closest ones here. We have 2 in Winchester here, and then we have 1 in Stevens City. We have 1 in Berryville. We have 1 in Strasburg. We have 1 in Front Royal. And we have, I think, the last one that we have right now is in Percival. However, we are building another one that will open up sometime around the April timeframe.
Oh, wow.
In Percival. So that will include about 9 different thrift stores.
I knew all of them as you were running through. I'm like, I know where that one is. And I'm picturing each of them in my head. I'm not sure I knew that you had one in Strasburg.
We have one. And let me just mention, I did not mention this other one. We have one in Loudoun County in the Leesburg area. And in fact, that's our territory. And let me just mention that. Our territory goes into Loudoun County all the way down south to Page County and Warren County, Shenandoah County, Frederick County, Clark County, and, of course, the Winchester area.
So that's a broad territory.
It is. It is.
We're almost as large as you guys are, except we don't touch Loudoun. It is quite – you guys must really be very busy. That's a lot of territory to cut.
It is very busy. Like I said, we have 220 people that work for the organization. So it is quite a handful with, you know, trying to get everybody taken care of and covered in terms of coverage. Because if you think about it, we have 8 patients that are – internal to our facility, but then the rest of them are out in senior living facilities and at their homes.
So you're as mobile gets,
we
really.
Well, our teams are out there making those calls.
Does someone end up in hospice care through a referral from their doctor? Is it a family member? How does
that
process start?
The tradition area is from the doctors themselves. They do have to have 6 months or less to live at this point. What we are trying to do is renew that referral program here. We're recontacting a lot of the areas, but it is, yes. Winchester Medical Center is our primary source of referrals. However, we deal with all the doctor's offices, with the senior living facilities, and anybody else. And we're actually going to be changing our website to doing more ways that you can contact us through there. And we're trying to enhance that a little bit more so that people can get a little bit more information about how they can take care, use our services.
And what is the website?
The website is blueridgehospice.org.
Can I sign up to be a volunteer on
your
website?
You can sign up to be a volunteer. We use hundreds of volunteers each year, and they can go anywhere from helping us out with the various events that we do to actually working with some of our patients under, of course, our supervision. But we will probably use several, I would say probably neighborhood around 700 to 800 volunteers a year.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and we are very proud of the fact that we can help provide, you know, volunteer service for a lot of our support services here.
And I'm sure you have a list of all of the addresses and where the thrift stores are located on the website as well. And I know a lot
yes,
of them have
do.
Facebook pages as well.
We do have that. We're on Facebook. We're making a big presence on there too. But the website will also, I'll point out, one of the things that we do, we compare ourselves to other hospices. We are actually one of the highest rated hospices in the area here, and we are very proud of that fact. And we also like to show testimonials and things on there because I think, in a way, people can relate to what they see and hear, and we'll be putting more videos and things and testimonials and stuff, and even some from our own staff, how they feel. We're very proud of the staff that we have. They do a great job.
Your medical director was on not that long ago.
Dr. Flynn,
and
yes.
Incredible guy. I mean, so funny and so smart and has such a great interest in the health and well-being of all of his patients, regardless of where they are in their stage of life.
He definitely is. Like I said, we have a staff of 6 doctors, and they're all very good at what they do. But the thing here is that they know how to relate to the patients, and the patients have trust in them.
So BlueRidgeHospice.org is probably ground zero for where you can go to get all of the information
yes.
you need to make donations,
yes.
to volunteer, to go to the thrift stores and just see
yeah.
what's happening at hospice.
And just find out about us, what we can do. Even if you're not anywhere near needing a hospice, it's always good to have that information available in case you do have a need or know someone else that might have that need.
Absolutely.
Well, the interesting thing with hospice is I actually have a story, a personal story. A very
Great.
Close friend of mine, she and I had children within a day of each other. And within the last month, her mother-in-law passed. And her family did utilize hospice for only a couple hours at that point. It's crazy that at the time, you know, that we're at the point in our lives now where our parents are dying and we have friends dying, and it's becoming very, very hard to deal with. And for her husband, it was a little bit, it was definitely a challenge. And we do know that several of people in the family have utilized hospice therapy services, which is a really amazing program that I know has been supported by United Way in the past. These therapy
yeah.
programs that hospice offers for the families that are dealing with loss. Isn't that right?
Well, that is right. And let me mention one other thing. We will work with the families up to 13 months after someone has passed within their family. We have a great bereavement department that will handle all that, and we'll remain in contact with you just to make sure that you're okay.
Speaking of personal stories, I know the other piece of that is you can take advantage of the bereavement programs and support groups even if your family member wasn't involved in hospice. So
yes.
it doesn't have to be that you had a family member who passed. It could be that, you know, you had someone passed in a car accident and you're
yes.
struggling to be able to just cope with that grief. You can still take advantage of those.
We have a great department. Like I said, we got also the social workers, but we have 3 chaplains on board with us here too. So in case you ever need any of that type of service in here too. But no, please, you know, if there's ever a need for that, please contact us.
And that's got to be kind of the one thing that is great from United Way's perspective is that you have so many, you mentioned it at the top of the show, all of these different member agencies that all in their own unique way provide such a valuable service to our community. And hospice certainly fits that bill and checks a lot of those boxes.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's hard to not turn on the TV today and see something with mental health problems and people who are really challenging with getting to service and access to that, which is why hospice is such a great friend to United Way, because they tick a lot of the boxes where when it comes to mental health and wellness, because sometimes it could just take a really tragic event to set off someone and to set off a whole lifetime of decisions or bad choices or of just needing help. So that's why hospice has become a really great friend to us, because they're helping so many people in our community. We hardly know somebody who hasn't been touched by them.
You've got member agencies that are they're education based, mm-hmm. they're food based for those that have food insecurities. Mm-hmm. There are, you mentioned the mental health and actual health. I mean, there's so many different types.
It's never just one need that someone has. More mm-hmm. often than not, when we have someone come into United Way, they're looking for just help with one thing. They think it's just access to a food pantry. But if you dig a little deeper, you find that there's a lot more going on. And I mean, I talk about this one story, Annette, all the time, because she is one story. You know, she's one person that really kind of summarizes the need in our community very well, that people will oftentimes look for help with the one most urgent thing, which is food. But really, you start asking questions, you find out they have nowhere to live at night, or they're in debt because they are still, you know, they're paying back months and months worth of rent, or they're living with someone else and they just can't save up enough to get a first and last month's rent together. And oftentimes there's just so many other things that are all happening together, which is kind of what United Way is all about. It's uniting all these different agencies so that when somebody needs help, they're able to get everything they need to really move from a really struggling state to stability. And often, because I mean, it's never just one thing. And just by helping in one area of someone's life, there'll still be so many other things that are lacking. And by helping the whole person, you can really see them move from crisis to stability.
And the key, you mentioned this at the top of the show too, about the fund distribution and the grant mm-hmm. programs. It's, you know, I would love to give my money to all of these different agencies, mm-hmm. but I'm also a cynic. I want to make sure that when I give my money to a particular agency, that it's actually going to go towards what they're telling me it's going to go towards. And that's what your process does.
Absolutely. That's actually my job. I'm the one who gets the grant reports. And every quarter, I'm the one who's reading through these reports and making sure the content and the data and the outcomes are where they should be. And it has not been, I mean, we have stopped funding before when nonprofits are not following the exact guidelines and the exact formatting that we need for them to be eligible. We're very, very rigorous. And so that's why when I make my gift to United Way, I'm very confident that I know it is doing the absolute most work in our community because the additional accountability that we hold those programs to. So, I mean, when you can definitely make a gift to any nonprofit, and I definitely encourage you to do that. But I really do love giving through these programs because I'm going to an exact program, not necessarily, I mean, you know exactly what the money is going for.
Yeah.
And you know exactly that they're the reports and the outcomes from that money, exactly.
And it could be something that you have a direct connection with, mm-hmm. not just the overall nonprofit itself, but it could be a particular program, teaching children to read, any of these other things that you have a direct connection with.
Absolutely. Anything from education programs, like working with our nonprofit nurseries, to literacy volunteers, to working with our financial grants, things that are like with the Salvation Army, and homeless shelters and food pantries, ranging all the way to, of course, the healthcare ones, which is where Blue Ridge Hospice sort of falls under when it comes to healthcare-related needs and emergencies with the free clinics and the dental clinics and that sort of thing.
Let me say one other thing, too, is that not all of our patients, fortunately, do not pass within us. So if they go out of hospice, they may need some other services. And so mm-hmm. we go right to United Way and say, hey, you know, where can we help these people go from here now?
So. And it's great because everybody does kind of work together and bounce things off of each other and mm-hmm. reconnect people with other people because you kind of are the center of the network.
Absolutely. And that's kind of, we are like a hub of services. And through our Valley Assistance Network, they could tell you even more. It's something like 12 different referrals each person gets when mm-hmm. they come to VAN, our outreach center, because there are so many different nonprofits that a person usually will need. And we kind of do have, you know, the eagle-eyes view of what's out there and what people could be eligible for. And what the next step would be for most people when it can be very complicated and difficult to navigate on your own, especially if you're coming out of hospice care. It can be very, very difficult and daunting to try to find the next step. But that's what programs are in our community
are
here for, and that's why we have to work very closely together to make sure that we can help the people here who need it the most.
So Richard mentioned the thrift stores and, you know, my love of shopping as a way to give back. Rubbermaid sale is tomorrow because it's almost always mm-hmm. the day after you're here.
Pretty close. So it's kind of fun that we both sort of have a little side hustle. Like Blue Ridge Hospice has their thrift stores, and we are very fortunate to have a great set up with Rubbermaid Commercial Products, where they donate an entire tractor trailer full of product to United Way every single month. And we, with a select agency, one of our partners, every month to help us sell all of that product. And this month, of course, it is tomorrow at the Belk parking lot in Apple Blossom Mall in Winchester. Starts at 8 a.m., goes to noon. It is a great place to go to get any sort of cleaning, kitchen.
Oh my gosh, products, there is so much kitchen storage sort of stuff. It is insane. Brooms. Yep. I mean, it is nuts.
Yep. And the great thing about it is every single cent that you spend there, it goes right back to our local community charities because it's all donated product and it's all volunteers working that. You know, people come in and they start asking me if I'm Mrs. Rubbermaid and I kind of laugh at them. And I mean, like, to an extent, I'm here an awful lot. But no, we are all volunteers making this happen. And it is quite the lift. But we do thank everyone who comes out there to spend a dollar, spend a couple hundred dollars because it goes right back to local charity.
And I think the perk for you, at least from what I'm gathering, is it's not going to be below freezing tomorrow.
Let's not. Or raining. It's definitely not going to be raining. But for whatever reason, if the weather does take a turn, watch our Facebook because we keep people very up to date on the event on our Facebook page for United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley.
So, Richard, tell me one more time, where can people go to get more information about Blue Ridge Hospice?
BlueRidgeHospice.org. Would be our website to go get that information.
And yes. Follow on social media, Facebook,
social
all of
media,
those places.
Facebook, and all those sources and things. And so, and again, you know, listen to the radio and we'll be able to.
Yeah, we'll keep you in the loop.
That's right.
And UnitedWayNSV.org.
You got it.
And come to the Rubbermaid sale tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, 8 a.m. in Winchester.
See, I may come by before I head because I got something big going on tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, it's not really that big. It's not really even mine. But I'm going to, I'm going through this Master Gardener program.
Right.
Yes, I've been to one lab. I've been to an orientation and a lab. So excited. Blandy Seed Exchange. One of their big events is the Seed Exchange that happens every year at Blandy. It's happening tomorrow from 10 until 2. You can bring seeds and trade them in for other people's seeds.
Oh.
You can not bring seeds and still get seeds. They're going to have demos. There's all, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything. So I'm going to be wandering around there from 10 to 2 in my orange, but I need a trash can. So I may have to come down to the Rubbermaid sale before I head over to Blandy because I need stuff.
Us. And you just, come grab a coffee, come visit us at the Rubbermaid sale, and we'll hang out, and you'll get a great deal.
Yeah. So yeah. I will meet you back here on Monday for a brand new episode of The Valley Today. Elise, Richard, thank you for spending some time with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Remember, a few minutes afternoon, brand new episode of The Valley Today will be up and ready to go for you. So meet me back here then.